The Wall Street bank JP Morgan Chase has announced a shock $2 billion loss caused by a failed hedging strategy. The unexpected losses have been linked to risky bets made by a trader in London that became too big to unwind without rocking financial markets. The scandal comes as US banks try to rebuild their shattered reputations after speculative bets sparked the global financial crisis. I'm joined in the studio now by our business editor Peter Ryan. Peter, what exactly was JP Morgan trying to do with this hedging strategy?
Well, Emily, stay with me on this, but JP Morgan had set up what's known as a synthetic credit portfolio, which was basically designed to take very risky and speculative bets using the bank's own money. And former employees have been quoted by the Bloomberg News Service as saying some of these bets were so big and so complex that JP Morgan found they couldn't unwind them once they'd discovered them without losing even more money or even rattling financial markets. So some of the losses mounted up over 6 weeks alone totaled $2 billion, and after the accountants get through with this, that'll end up as a tax loss of $800 million in second quarter earnings. JP Morgan's chief executive Jamie Dimon updated the market after trading ended earlier this morning Australian time.
The new strategy was flawed, poorly reviewed, poorly executed, and poorly monitored. The portfolio has proven to be riskier, more volatile, and less effective as an economic hedge than we thought. These were egregious mistakes. They were self-inflicted. We were accountable. And what happened violates our own standards and principles by how we want to operate the company. This is not how we want to run a business.
That's the chief executive of JP Morgan Chase, Jamie Dimon. Peter Ryan, how much of a blow is this to JP Morgan's reputation?
Well, Emily, it's a major loss of face, of course, and you don't hear banking bosses using that type of language all that often. And this is especially given that JP Morgan is Wall Street's second biggest bank by market capitalization. And despite the global financial crisis, it still has a very strong global reputation. Mr. Dimon was coy on what the $2 billion hit will do to the bank's profit guidance later on this year, and he tried to play down the role of what appears to be a rogue operator in London. Mr. Dimon was also unable to guarantee that today's surprise loss marks the end of the scandal.
We operate in a risk business, and obviously it puts egg on our face, and we deserve any criticism we get, so feel free to give it to us, and we'll probably agree with you. But we are not in a business where we're not going to make mistakes. We are going to make mistakes. We've always said that. Hopefully they're small. Hopefully they're few and far between. So I can never promise you no mistakes. This one we would put in the egregious category, and I understand fully why you or anybody else would question us generally.
That's the chief executive of JP Morgan Chase, Jamie Dimon. Peter, how have investors reacted to this admission of such sloppy work?
Well, Jamie Dimon is trying to convince them that JP Morgan is repositioning its portfolio in a bid to save face, but jargon and spin is not convincing investors. They're not impressed with this lack of governance. And this morning, in extended trading hour time, JP Morgan shares fell 5.5%.
Business editor Peter Ryan.